الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، القاعدة الرابعة من القواعد الأربع للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله: أن مشركي زماننا أغلظ شركا من الأولين، لأن الأولين يشركون في الرخاء ويخلصون في الشدة، ومشركو زماننا شركهم دائما في الرخاء والشدة. والدليل قوله تعالى: فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين، فلما نجحهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: تمت، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. هذه القاعدة من القواعد الأربع، بيّن فيها المؤلف رحمه الله وقال: إن مشركي هذا الزمان زادوا على مشركي زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كثيرا، بحيث أن الذين كانوا في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كانوا يشركون في الرخاء ويخلصون في الشدة، ويعتقدون أن الشدة لا ينفع فيها إلا الله جل وعلا. لم يبلغ بهم شركهم إلى أن أولئك المدعوين يخلقون أو يرزقون أو يحيون ميتا. وإذا نظرت، يقول شيخنا الشيخ أحمد رحمه الله، وإذا نظرت فيما هو مدون في هذا الزمن من قبل المشركين فإنك ترى العجائب، ومما يدل على أن المشركين الأولين كانوا يشركون في الرخاء ويخلصون في الشدة قول الله عز وجل: وإذا مسكم الضر في البحر ظل من تدعون إلا إياه فلما نجاكم إلى البر أعرضتم وكان الإنسان كفورا. وقوله تعالى: وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين، فهؤلاء من أشركوا في هذا الزمن أشد شركا من الأولين. فمن أشركوا في ذاك الزمن كان إذا وقعت بهم شدة وأشرفوا على الهلاك فإنهم لا يدعون الأصنام ولا الأحجار ولا أي مخلوق، إنما يدعون الله وحده. أما مشركوا هذا الزمان، يعني المتأخرين الذين وقع فيهم الشرك في هذه الأمة، فإن شركهم في الرخاء والشدة، بل كلما اشتد بهم الأمر اشتد شركهم ونداؤهم، نداؤهم للحسين والحسن وعبد القادر، وهذا شيء معروف، ويذكر عنهم العجائب في البحار، وأنهم إذا اشتد بهم الأمر صاروا يهتفون بأسماء الأولياء والصالحين. ويستغيثون بهم من دون الله جل وعلا. وقد ذكر بعض المشائخ أنه كان في البحر فحصل لهم خلل في السفينة عن قوم، فإذا بالهتافات يطول في البحر: يا عبد القادر، يا جيلاني، يا كذا وكذا. نسأل الله العافية. وذكر أحد المشايخ أن قريبة له كان في أحد المستشفيات، فكانت امرأة ممن هي على عقيدة فاسدة اشتد بها المرض، نادت: يا علي يا علي. نسأل الله العافية. وجاء في طبقات الشهراني مع الصوفية وعن هؤلاء الصوفية الغلاة يقولون لأتباعهم أن الولي أو يمد يده إلى البحر ويحمل المركب ويخرجه إلى البر. نسأل الله العفو والعافية، ونعوذ بالله من هذا الضلال. كل هذا تزيين للباطل وللشرك والعياذ بالله. فالواجب على المسلم أن يخلص عبادته لله، وأن يخلص توحيده لله، وأن يعلم أن الأمور كلها بيد الله عز وجل. والحاصل أن هذه القواعد من أنفع القواعد في باب العقيدة، وبيان التوحيد وجلائه. يقول شيخنا الشيخ زيد أفقه الله: والحاصل أن هذه القواعد من أنفع القواعد في باب العقيدة، وبيان التوحيد وجلائه، وبيان ما كان عليه المشركون على اختلاف أصنافهم وتعدد أممهم. فعلى المسلم أن يجتهد في فهم هذه القواعد الأربع. وهذه القاعدة الرابعة التي نحن بصددها الليلة قاعدة مهمة تبين أن من وقعوا في الشرك في هذا الزمن زادوا على الأولين، زادوا على شرك أبي لهب وأبي جهل. لأن الأولين كانوا يشركون في الرخاء ويؤمنون في الشدة، أما إن كان في هذا الزمن من أهل الشرك فإن شركهم دائم في الرخاء والشدة. نعوذ بالله من هذا الضلال، ونعوذ بالله من هذا الانحراف. لماذا اختار الإمام المجدد هذه القواعد الأربع؟ قال العلماء: لأن كل قاعدة تهدم شركا وشبهة يتعلق بها المشركين. فالقاعدة الأولى وهي الإقرار بالربوبية لا يكفي إلا بأن يقر، إلا بأن يقرن ذلك بتوحيد العبادة. لأن أغلب من وقع منهم شرك يقول: لا إله إلا الله، بل قد يصلون ويحجون البيت ويصومون، لكنهم أشركوا مع الله الشرك الأكبر من دعاء غير الله، والدعاء هو العبادة. وإذا سئلوا عن معنى لا إله إلا الله قالوا: لا خالق إلا الله، لا حاكم. وهذا كحال عباد الأضرحة والقبور، ولا يكفيهم هذا إلا بتحقيق العبادة لله. لا إله إلا الله، لا معبود بحق إلا الله، أن يعرف معناها وأن يعمل بمقتضاها. فالقاعدة الأولى تهدم هذه الشبهة وتبين أن الإقرار بالربوبية لا يكفي كفار قريش. القاعدة الثانية تهدم حجة يحتج بها عباد الأضرحة، فيقولون نحن لا نعبدهم، نحن نعتقد أن الله الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت، ولكن نريد أن يشفع لنا عند الله ونتيسر بهم عند الله. فرد الله على شبهتهم بقوله: ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعهم ولا يضرهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. وقوله تعالى: واتخذوا من دون الله أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. فكذبهم عز وجل ثم كفرهم. والقاعدة الثالثة تهدم شبهة كبيرة يتعلق بها عباد الأضرحة وأصحاب القبور، وعباد أصحاب القبور كالبدوي وعيدروس والجيلاني، فإذا ناقشوا قالوا: الآيات التي نزلت في عباد الأصنام والأحجار، فكيف تجعل الأنبياء والملائكة مثل الأحجار والأشجار؟ رد الله عليهم هذه الشبهة وبين أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظهر في أناس متفرقين فقاتلهم جميعا، وقال الله تعالى: وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة، وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. عموما عام كل من كفر بالله عز وجل. والقاعدة الرابعة توضيح وبيان لحال أهل الشرك، وهو أن أهل الشرك في هذا الزمان أغلب من شرك الأولين، لأن في هذا الزمن يشركون في الرخاء والشدة، والأولين يشركون في الرخاء ويؤمنون في الشدة. ونأخذ من هذا أن الإنسان عليه أن يخاف من الشرك وأن يتعوذ بالله من الشرك، كما أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نتعوذ من الشرك: اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم، وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم فإنك تعلم ما لا أعلم. وإبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام يدعو الله تعالى ويقول: واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام، رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس. وقد أخبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه لا تقوم الساعة حتى تعبد فئام من أمة الأوثان. وكذلك يجب الحذر من الحزبيات الدخيلة والمناهج المنحرفة من جماعات انحرفت للدعوة عن الصراط المستقيم وتساهلوا بالتوحيد رب العالمين. فتجد بعض رؤوس هذه الجماعات يشاهد الناس يتطوفون بالقبور ويدعون يقعون في الشرك ولا ينكر الشرك والعياذ بالله، ويقول إنكار الشرك يفرق بين الناس وكذا وكذا، وهذا هو الانحراف والعياذ بالله. لو صلى الليل والنهار وصام الدهر وحج كل عام مع بقاء الشرك لا تنفعه تلك العبادة حتى يخلص العبادة لله عز وجل. فالله الله أيها الإخوة، أن نفهم هذه العقيدة فهما صحيحا، وأن ندرسها وأن نتدارسها دائما وأبدا حتى نموت على عقيدة صحيحة وعلى منهج سليم. هذه هي القاعدة الرابعة، وهي قاعدة مهمة، قاعدة مهمة وفهمها مهم لكل مسلم. نسأل الله تعالى للجميع التوفيق والتسديد، وأن يكتب للجميع الأجر والثواب، وأن يهدينا إلى الصواب، وأن يغفر لنا وأن يغفر لي الخطأ والزلل، وأن يوفقنا وإياكم بما يحبه ويرضى. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه. وبعد، the Sheikh حفظه الله he began before that the what was planned the lecture with the Sheikh Muhammad al-Madkhali يعني unfortunately it didn't go through and it was not possible. So the Sheikh just continued with our lesson and go through the book of all the four fundamental principles. So we apologize for that and we continue with our lesson. The Sheikh, Hafidhullah, he began by praising Allah, the Lord of the universe, and sending peace and salutations upon the best of the creation of Allah, Muhammad, and upon his family, the companions, and those who followed him in goodness. And he said, to proceed, we take the fourth fundamental principle from the four fundamental principles by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. May Allah have mercy on him. And the fourth principle is that the polytheists of our time, or the mushrikeen of our time, they are more, or they are worse in shirk in comparison to the previous ones in the time of the Prophet. Because the people in the time of the Prophet and the mushrikeen at the previous times or previous generations, they used to perform shirk in the times of prosperity or in times of adversity. And in the times of adversity, they are sincere to Allah. So the people or the polytheists in the previous generations or the early generations, they used to associate with Allah in the times of adversity, in the times of difficulty and hardship. Rather, they used to be sincere to Allah in the times of prosperity. Naam. And no, rather, afwan. They used to be sincere to Allah in the times of adversity, and they used to be worship beside him, or used to perform shirk in the times of prosperity, in the times of ease. And the mushrikeen of our time now, the shirk is continuous. The mushrikeen of our time, the shirk is continuous, whether in prosperity or adversity, whether in hardship or ease. And the proof is the statement of Allah, and when they ride upon the ships, they ask or they invoke Allah sincerely in religion. And when he saves them and he takes them safely to the land, they associate with him. We repeat again. The fourth principle is that the mushrikeen of our time are worse in shirk than the ones in the previous generations. And the reason for this is because the mushrikeen in the previous generations or the early generations, they used to associate partners with Allah in the times of ease, in the times of prosperity and the times of ease. And they used to be sincere to him in asking him and like worshipping him and invoking him in the times of adversity, when they are in trouble or they are in hardship, they are sincere to him. However, the people or the mushrikeen of our time, their shirk is continuous, whether in time of ease or hardship. And the proof is the statement of Allah, and when they ride upon the ships, they invoke Allah sincerely. And when he saves them and he takes them to the land safely, they associate with him. Naam, then the Sheikh said, the author, may Allah have mercy on him, he mentioned this principle and he clarified that the polytheists or the mushrikeen of our time, they have exceeded those who were in the previous generations, the ones who were present at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is by way of the people in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to only associate partners with Allah in the times of ease. But when they're in trouble or when they're in time facing adversity and difficulty, then they invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they worship him alone. They worship him alone and they show sincerity towards Allah. They do not associate any partners with him in the times of adversity and the times of hardship. And they used to believe and they used to hold the belief that no one benefits, none of their idols or none of the people they worship can benefit them in the times of hardship and difficulty, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to know that only Allah can benefit them in the times of adversity. And those people who they used to call upon could not benefit them in the times of hardship. They used to believe that these people could not benefit them. And hence they used to worship Allah with sincerity. So the Sheikh said, and if you were to look in that which is written, or that which happens in our current era, from the polytheists, you see amazing things. The mushrikeen, when you see the states in our time now, you would see amazing things. And the Sheikh said that the proof for the polytheist of the previous generations and how they used to be sincere to Allah in the times of adversity is the statement of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. And when the harm is afflicted upon you, when the harm touches you in the, while you're upon the sea, all of those people who you were calling upon vanish from you. All of those people who you call upon vanish from you except He. يعني except Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ عَرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. And when He saves you and He takes you, He removes this hardship from you and He takes you to the land safely, from the sea to the land safely, then you turn away. And indeed, the mankind was ungrateful. The mankind was ungrateful or full of disbelief. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُ اللَّهُ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and when waves of shade, waves such as shade cover them, they invoke Allah with sincerity to Him. When shades, or when waves in the sea cover them, just like the shade covers you, they invoke Allah with sincerity to Him in the religion. And the Sheikh said, so those people who associate partners with Allah, or those who fall into shirk, in our time now, they are worse than the people in the previous generations. And the people of the previous generations only used to perform this shirk when they used to be sincere to Allah in the times of adversity. They do not ask, or they do not invoke, and they do not call upon anyone other than Allah. As for the time, our time now, or the mushrikeen of this era or this time, then the shirk is continuous, whether in adversity or prosperity, in all the time. And the Sheikh said, rather, the mushrikeen of this time, whenever the adversity increases and whenever the difficulty increases, they exceed in shirk even more. The people of our time now, the polytheists of our time, mushrikeen, when they have even exceeded the shirk, when adversity becomes extreme, when adversity and they face more difficulty, they exceed and they become extreme in shirk as well. And they call upon al-Hassan and al-Hussein and Abdul Qadir and those people. Naam. And the Sheikh said, and they start calling upon people. They start calling upon people, and they call names of those of some righteous people and some pious ones, and they start asking them for aid and assistance beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And and also the people, the call is to misguidance and falsehood. They tell them, they tell those people, or they touch such, they tell such people that when you face difficulty, we will save you. For example, if you're upon the sea and you face a difficulty and danger, we will save you. So if anything is afflicted upon you, then call our names and we will save you. Call our names and we will save you. And this is claim, or this claim is by the callers of falsehood and misguidance. And the Sheikh said, it has been mentioned by some of the scholars that once he was traveling in the sea and he was with people upon a ship. They were riding a ship in the sea, and fault happened in the ship that they were upon, and they started facing danger, and the situation became dangerous, and before he realized, he started hearing people calling upon someone. Someone called Abdul Qadir and so on, and everyone called a person. Everyone calls a dead person or righteous person when they started facing difficulty and danger. And also another scholar mentioned that once he had a relative, a female relative, who was sick, and she was in the hospital, and she was from those people who had a corrupt aqidah, corrupt belief. And whenever the illness increases, or whenever the illness becomes severe, she would call upon Ali, and she'd say, "Oh Ali," she would call upon Ali to relieve her from her difficulty and from her illness. And the Sheikh said, "We ask Allah, we seek refuge in Allah from this misguidance." And also, it has been mentioned in a book which is called Tabaqat al-Sha'rani, a Sufi book. A book which is upon the Sufi methodology, and he said that you would find in this book that how some of the people, they claim that they save the people from the sea, they salvage them when they face difficulties and danger in the sea, and that one of those righteous people, they claim to be righteous, how he would extend his hand while they face a danger. If they call upon him, he would extend his hand and he will lift the ship. He would lift the ship and he would save them. Yani this is, and they claim this is some of their miracles. And the Sheikh said, and we seek refuge in Allah from this misguidance. And all of this is, yani, all of these statements, all of these claims, and all of these beliefs is for, yani, from that which the people try to claim to beautify and to adorn their falsehood, and that which they are calling to the people to, and also to adorn and beautify shirk. They say, they claim some things to beautify and to adorn shirk and misguidance. So that which is upon the Muslim is that he fulfills the sincerity in his worship to Allah, and that he should understand and acknowledge that all of the affairs are in the hands of Allah. All of the affairs are in the hands of Allah. And the outcome of this, the Sheikh said, or the outcome of these principles, or the four fundamental principles, is that what Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, our Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali mentioned, Hafidhahullah, he said that these fundamental, or these four fundamental principles, are from the most beneficial of in the chapter of Aqeedah, or in a field of Aqeedah. They are very beneficial in a field of Aqeedah, and also in clarification, because it clarifies for the person what the mushrikeen at the previous times were upon. So it clarifies for you how they fell into shirk and what type of shirk. So that's why it is very beneficial. And it clarifies what the mushrikeen were upon, even though they were different nations. They were different nations, but all of them have had the same ruling. So that's why, this shows the importance of such book. And the Sheikh continues and he says, and it is upon the Muslim, or it's upon the Muslims to strive into knowing these four fundamental principles. The Muslim should strive into understanding and studying those four principles, and especially this principle, the last one, especially this principle, and which is that the mushrikeen of the previous generations, or the earlier generations, or the mushrikeens, or the polities of this time, of our era now, have exceeded that which the mushrikeen and in the earlier generations were upon. And they have exceeded that which Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl were upon. The mushrikeen of our time, they have exceeded what Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab were upon. Because such people, or the mushrikeen of the early generation, like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they only used to perform shirk when they are in a time of ease and prosperity. But when they're time of difficulty and hardship and adversity, and they're facing difficulty and danger, they are sincere to Allah. They only call upon Allah, they only worship Allah. So that's why the mushrikeen of our time have topped and have exceeded the level of the mushrikeen of the earlier generations. And the Sheikh said, again, we seek refuge in Allah from the misguidance and from deviation. And he asks a question, and then he answers it. He asks a question by saying, why did this Imam, or why did the Imam, the Reviver Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, choose those specific four principles? Why did he choose only those specific principles? The scholars mentioned that because every single principle destroys a misconception that those mushrikeen used to hold. Some of the doubts and misconceptions used to hold. Every principle of those four principles destroys some a misconception or a doubt that the mushrikeen they used to hold or they used to believe. The first one, for example, the first one, who would remind you what the first one was? Without reading, بدون ما تقرأ. Who can remind us? It's to do with توحيد العبادة and توحيد الربوبية. أنا ما يكفي. نعم. That the first principle was regarding that توحيد الربوبية alone is not sufficient. To understand or to acknowledge the lordship of Allah is not sufficient unless you fulfill the tawheed of ibadah, the worship as well. Naam? And the proof is the polytheists of the previous generations, that they used to believe that Allah is the creator, the sustainer, the provider, and so on. They used to fulfill the category of tawheed of lordship, but they never fulfilled the tawheed of worship. So this is the first one. So the first one, the Sheikh said, the first principle destroys the misconception that some people can say, if you acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and so on, if you fulfill the tawheed of lordship, then you are a Muslim, you are muwahid, you are upon monotheism. So this the first principle in this book, it destroys this misconception, and that the tawheed of lordship is not beneficial and cannot benefit the person except with, if it is joined with tawheed of worship, that you have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So the first principle destroys this misconception that tawheed of lordship alone is enough. Yes, this is the first one. And those also, the Sheikh added, also destroys the claim that some people claim that the meaning of La ilaha illallah is there's no creator except Allah. Naam? Also destroyed this, because if this was true, then the people of the previous generations would have been the people of Tawheed, because they used to believe that there's no creator except Allah. But rather, the Sheikh said, the meaning of it is there's no one worthy of worship, worthy of being worshipped in truth except Allah. This is the actual meaning of La ilaha illallah. And the person who acknowledges and understands the meaning of La ilaha illallah, and that it means there's no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, he has to fulfill that which this statement necessitates. Naam, he has to fulfill everything that this statement obliges him to do. All the things that come under this statement. So the first principle, the Sheikh said, it destroys this misconception. This, the second principle, who would remind us?
Because we believe they bring dead people to life, worship to be closer to Allah.
Naam. So, intercession. Yeah, naam. The second one was regarding intercession. That those people that worship graves, and they worship people in the graves, and they worship shrines and so on, they used to claim that we do not worship these people because we know they can, they are the creator, they are the sustainer, or the providers. But we worship them because they are righteous people, and we want them to intercede for us with Allah. We want them because they are pious and righteous. We want them to get us closer to Allah. So this is their claim. So the second principle destroys this claim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they worship, he said in a verse, that they worship beside Allah that which does not benefit them nor harm them. And they say those are our intercessors or our intercedors with Allah. Yes? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refuted their statement by saying that they do not benefit them or do not harm them. And also he said, اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربون الله زلفا. And they took up, beside Allah, أولياء, guardians and helpers and protectors beside Allah. And they claim we do not worship them except to get us closer to Allah. السلام. ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربون الله زلفا. We do not worship them except for them to get us closer to Allah. Yes, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refuted and rebuked their claim. So this is the second principle. Second principle destroys the misconception that we only want intercession from them. The third one, which is the third one? MashaAllah, more hands. Naam, barakallahu fiqh. So how some people used to claim that the shirk is in relation to worshipping idols, worshipping stones, worshipping trees, and worshipping things like that. Yes, but there's a difference between people who worship this and people who worship, angels or righteous beings or righteous people and pious people. So there's a difference, and they claim that the shirk, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the shirk, is only referring to worshipping stones and trees and so on. Yes, so the Sheikh said that the third principle destroys a misconception, a big misconception, or big doubt, which the people of shrines and people that worship the people of the graves, like the al-Badawi and Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, those people, some of them used to be righteous people, and those people worship them. The Sheikh said, the third principle destroys this misconception that those people who worship those dead righteous people, it destroys what they claim. And they claim that the verses regarding shirk only came in reference to those who worship stones and trees and so on. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refuted them and he rebuked their statement by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted their statements, and he commanded, and that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, another proof that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he came in a time, or he was sent in a time where there were people who had different beliefs and used to have different worships. Some of them used to worship angels, some of them used to worship stones, some of them used to worship trees, some of them used to worship righteous people, and so on. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not differentiate between any of them. He fought all of them. And all of them, he applied the same ruling to them, which is that they are mushrikeen, they are the polytheists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse, وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّ كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّ. And fight against the polytheists, fight against all of the polytheists. All of the polytheists as a whole, just as they fight you, all of you as a whole, they do not differentiate between you, so you fight them as well as a whole, all of them, without making any differentiation between any of them. So the Sheikh said this verse is general for anyone who associates with Allah, anything, regardless of what he's associated with Allah. The fourth principle, we just mentioned it, so no, everyone's hands should be up, really. Give a chance to someone else. Barakallahu feek. We just mentioned it, this was the one we discussed today. Everyone's hands should be up. Okay, انت قلتها بالعربي ربما ما فهموها. We give chance to the people who did not understand what he said. نعم. So the fourth principle, نعم, and pay attention. The fourth principle is that the mushrikeen of our time now are far worse than the mushrikeen of the early generations. Why is that, Mustafa? Now, because the people in the early generations, the polytheists in the early generations, they used to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely in the times of adversity, in the times of difficulty and hardship. But in the times of ease, that's when they perform shirk. However, the people in our time now, they worship beside Allah, or they associate partners with Allah at all times, whether in times of ease or times of hardship. Yes, and also as the Sheikh mentioned, sometimes in the times of hardship and adversity, when the hardship becomes even more, they increase in their shirk. Yes, so this is the fourth principle. And the Sheikh said the fourth principle clarifies the state of those of the people of shirk in our time. Naam, and that they are far worse than, and they are more extreme and more severe in shirk than the people of shirk in the earlier generations. And this is because they associate with Allah in the times of adversity and in the times of hardship. Yani, their shirk is continuous, it does not stop. And the Sheikh said, and we take from this, or we benefit from this, that the person or the human being should fear for himself shirk. The person should fear for himself shirk and should also seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shirk. And he mentioned the supplication of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Allah, I seek refuge in you that associate something with you while knowing, and I seek forgiveness from you from that which I do not know. So, O Allah, seek refuge in you that I associate with you someone with while knowing, and I seek forgiveness from you from that which I do not know. And also the verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the tongue of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he supplicated to Allah and he said, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَا نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ, and prevent me or avoid avoid myself and my offspring or my children from worshipping the idols. That's Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, avoid me or prevent me and my offspring from worshipping the idols, the asnam, the statues. And also the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had told us that the hour will not be established until there will be those people who worship the idols. And also we benefit from those principles and from this book to be aware of partisanships, groups and parties which are misguided, and partisanships and misguided groups which they do not pay attention or they do not give importance to Tawheed. And they do not clarify that which negates it. And if they see some people performing shirk and performing tawaf and going around shrines and graves and so on and worshipping, calling upon other than Allah, they would not disapprove of this. They would not tell them, disapprove of their actions and tell them off. And they would claim that this caused difference between the Muslims. If we tell them off or we disapprove of their actions and tell them that it is shirk, then we cause split and division between the Muslims. And the Sheikh said, however, their claim is battle, is falsehood, and the worship does not benefit any person or human being except with sincerity, if he does it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you would find from those people who fast, perform hajj, and do all of righteous actions, but they perform shirk. So all of those actions do not benefit them. All of those actions do not benefit them. So the person has to be aware of those misguided groups and misguided, misguided partisanships. And the Sheikh said also, I remind you with Allah that you understand, you urge yourself and you strive into understanding this aqidah and learning it, the correct aqidah. And also that you learn it for yourself. You learn it for yourself and you teach it to others. You learn it for yourself amongst yourselves and you teach it to others on a continuous basis. so that we die upon this correct aqidah. So we die, يعني we continue upon learning this aqidah and teaching it to each other and learning it between amongst each other, so that we die upon it. We die upon this correct aqidah. So this is the fourth principle, and it is very, very important. Sheikh said it is very important. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the correct way. And also he said, he supplicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him if he made any shortcomings or he made any mistakes. And wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And next week, bi-idhnillah, we start a new book, which is Usul al-Sitta. Usul al-Sitta, the six foundations. And يعني we advise the brothers and sisters to get the book if they are able. نعم نعم لنا لا عندنا لا عندنا فقدنا نعم but the sheikh asked towards the end that if we do have يعني copies. Allah Allah, maybe he's referring to يعني if all of us have copies, because of course we all need to follow. نعم so we advise the brothers who attend and the sisters as well to get the book Usul al-Sitta. The explanation by Sheikh Salaf Huzan, most probably because all of the books we have done so far, was the explanation of Sheikh Salaf Huzan. So most likely it would be the explanation of Sheikh Salaf Huzan. Barakallahu feekum.